lot better than one of your partners.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the songs you can tell, like, he owns that song. You know, that is encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Practice makes perfect, man, and it builds up confidence. Guys, you know, we're going to be on Luke 10, 25, 37 this morning. We're going to talk about will you be a friend. The theme for the month is that, you know, we're talking about Jesus is our friend. And that is so great to have a divine being, a creator, who has chosen to call us friend. But we need to be friends, too. You know? Yeah. We need to do these things the other way. You know, a friend or a friendship, we're going to talk about what they should look like. You know, me and Todd had a chance to hang out sometime a while back here. We went out to the shed. And so, you know, we're just at the shed. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. And so we decided to go looking around the campground a little bit. So we rolled around a little bit, looked at some of the campers and stuff. And we seen some old beat-up cars in the back and everything. And so we took this one little trail. I'm driving back deeper so to see where it goes deeper. And so I'm making a U-turn, this little cutting road in the wood part. And we're back here a little ways, and we come up, Todd said, look over there, what's that? And I'm like, what's what? And so he said, back up, look between the trees there, so I can better say, probably an alligator. Mm-hmm. You know, so he said, well, no. I said, well, let me pull up a little closer, and then we can see this little beach part with weeds up. And Todd said, well, I'm going to get out. And I said, okay, I'm going to get out with you too. So Todd got out, he walked down to the beach, I got out, and I stood on the edge of the car, with the car started running. And I'm just looking and seeing, and you see the gator in there in the water, he's just turning his head around. Turning his head, he was floating around. And by this time, Todd was at his camera. He's like, I'm going to get a picture. I'm like, yeah, won't you zoom in? You know, and get close enough. And so, you know, he turns around and he looks back at me and says, ah, didn't get a good picture of it. But I just thought that moment was like, I wonder if you would just get it with a camera in hand. What am I going to do? Do I run over there with the vehicle? You know, what kind of friend am I going to be in the moment when he's running back toward the vehicle? You know, but, it was a great moment just hanging out in the gator. Luckily, it did come out the water. It just kind of spun around, just kind of looked up, looked around, spun around. But it's trips like that that build memorable times with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging out like that, you know. Now, I mean, if the gator would have came out, I would have wouldn't. I had a knife in the car, so I would have did something. Yeah. Yeah. I would have got a knife. His wife said, I would have did something, Alicia. I would have got a leg or something. Or would have got something to bring back. But, you know, the road trip was fun, it was great. Thank you. You know, in this particular passage, we always know that Jesus lets us look and see that back in the day when he walked this earth in the flesh, he was always being questioned.
Yes.
They're always questioning Jesus. You know, it makes you think sometimes, do I really want to be a scholar? Do I really want to be a theologian? Because people are always going to question about, you know, really, is that true? Is that not true? Should I not do this? But he's always being questioned. And over here in verse 25, it picks up here. It says, on one occasion, it said an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. This is not common. He says, teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I love Jesus' reply. He says, what is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Wouldn't it be encouraging? Jesus said, man, you got that right, man. You're on point.
Right.
But sometimes we don't know how to leave well enough alone. He says, do this and you will live. But here we go. But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Man, do I detect a little hint of maybe a prejudice in him? Maybe a little hint of, well, I'm a little prejudiced about who I want to be my neighbor. Just because I live next door to you don't mean I claim you as a neighbor. We can feel that way. But you know, I wanted to look up the definition of neighbor. And so you know, so what does it mean to be neighborly? So neighborly, the adjective says, you know, it's related to or a characteristic of a neighbor, but it says especially friendly. The verb tense says to associate in a neighborly way. You see, being neighborly is being a friend. And we all know we've had neighbors in the past, and not every neighbor has been friendly. Friends show kindness, mercy, grace, and yes, love. This man was trying to justify himself. You see, too many times, we, like the expert in the law, want to justify ourselves. We desire to be acknowledged for having many things in our lives in order and on right. But we intentionally fail to address the elephant in our own lives. That elephant in our lives keeps us from being a friend. For the expert in the law, for him it was self-righteous and pride. You know, in their conversation with Jesus, they were always trying to trip him up and prove him wrong. They were saying, I have met all the criterias or made the quota for being a good person, for upholding the law, for keeping all the commandments, and I think I am a very good representative of God. Mm-hmm. That is scary. Yeah. The day that you have already arrived. Mm-hmm. But in the back of his subconscious, he had to ask that question because he knows. Well, Jesus, come on, give me some definition and clarity on what a neighbor should look like, what a friend should look like. You know the definition that a neighbor should be friendly? Man, are we friendly? That's the question. You know, what is the elephant in your life? What keeps you from being a friend? There are many things. Neighbors can rub us the wrong way. Neighbors word Jesus the wrong way. This expert in the law, I would feel like, was rubbing Jesus the wrong way. But Jesus still showed him love. Let's still have a conversation. That's Jesus. Jesus wants to win over as many as he can, even if they're being irritable. You know, what do you need to address in your life so that you can be a friend to somebody in your neighborhood? You know, so we go a little further, so he asks the question, and so there's a little background there. Some people say this particular passage, unlike other, like Jesus' other passage, they don't believe this was just like a parable, like Jesus tells this parable kind of doesn't relate in life. Some say they believe, some say they believe that this one actually might have been a story of a real event that actually happened. I never thought about it that way. They said that this one just, you know, for the expert law, to kind of help him to really connect, to show him where he was at in his law, in his life, in his relationship with God. But picking up in the next verse here, it says, and Jesus replied, said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. It says, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So to a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. I want to take a pause right there. So Jesus said, okay, we're going to go a little deeper in this to help clarify what a friend is. A lot of times we think a friend is like, oh, where's somebody I've been knowing a long time, we've built a relationship. But you know what? Friend, it could be anybody that you say hello. How you doing? Right. What's going on? My name is so-and-so. What's your name? That's the beginning of making friendship, of being a friend. That's what Jesus did with us. Mm-hmm. When somebody reached out to us, when they're not trying to be friendly, need to know us.
Yes.
That's it. Jesus wants to imitate the same thing. But who are we talking about here? Let's look at the candidates. The priest and a Levite. Well, a priest looked up some background. They believed in that day, probably still today, they believed in rules, rituals, and ceremonies. There's a certain image I got to keep up. I don't know if touching this thief or helping this thief falls in that category. Some also say the priest might have been scared and thought the robbers may go come back. The Levites were known to be assistants to the priest. I think they had aspirations of, man, I'm going to be an assistant because someday I might want to be a priest. So I'm going to follow his example. They were known to be legalistic and were assistants of the priests. Have to ask yourself, do you have rules that would keep you from being a friend? You got certain people you just don't want to associate with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you haven't spoken one word to them, just don't like something about them, but we have certain rules, unwritten rules in our life. I don't want to be a friend. I just don't know. You know, those, you ask yourself, what about your time and lifestyle? This the Pharisee and Levi, they had no time to stop. I know life can be busy. It can be busy for a lot of us. Some of us wait till the last minute to get going somewhere, so it's really good to hear. And I say that in context because a lot of times, sometimes you look at the last minute and you see somebody on the side of the road. Some of us have the heart, we want to help, but you don't have time to stop and help. It's not on them, just so happy you waited to leave it 5 minutes before you had to be there. No. You got to ask yourself, do rules keep you from being a friend? Being a friend of Jesus, being a friend of Jesus, requires that you be a friend to others.
Yes.
Jesus not only want to be your friend, but he want to be friends with everybody else. And just so happy he wants you to participate with him and make new friendships. You know, titles, rules, and positions should titles, position can stop you from being a friend. Especially when a friend is in need. The priests and the Levites were chained by rules and the culture of their religion. Their rules and religion made them ineffective in the community. You know, our rules, us being disciples, our unwritten rules in our personal life should not keep us from being effective in our community.
Right.
Our community needs us. They need our friendship. Mm-hmm. As much as they may say, no, I don't want to hear it, I've heard God, I've heard Jesus, they need our friendship. Just like when we was wandering around aimlessly ourselves, God's like, they need my friendship. I need to send somebody to be their friend.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, I have built some great friendships over my lifetime in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Some very great and close friendships that I remember to this day. And I remember the things that they did for me. I remember the impact they had on my life. And I'm so glad that they took time to stop and speak to me. Some of those friendships didn't necessarily come from the initial person who said hello. Some of those friendships came from people who sat in on my studies. Mm-hmm. And this was some reason we clicked and was like, wow, we gonna roll together. Some of my friendships came from people who I met when I was being an usher. I could usher with you forever. Mm-hmm. You know, we just, the friendships that God used to draw me into him, they were so important and they still inspire me to this day. Friendships are amazing. I was watching a clip of Clement Church Christ where we came from, and Frankie Watts was one of the guys sitting on my step. And his hair is all silver, white, and gray. I'm like, oh, look at that dude. But he was one of the main guys that sat on my step. And I was watching him baptizing somebody else. I'm like, amen. He's still at it. Mm-hmm. He's being a friend to somebody else. He has not stopped being a friend. He was a friend to me. Help me get in the water. And look at him in his own age. He's being a friend, baptizing somebody else. I thought, that's a friend. That's amazing. Will you be a friend to somebody out there? Yeah. Somebody wants you to put them in the water. They do. Somebody wants you to be their friend. You may be their next fishing buddy. You may be their next poker buddy. You may be their next spade buddy. You may be their next walking buddy. You may be their next foodie buddy. Hey, all we do is go eat food. And you may be their next coffee buddy where you can already say, I make the best coffee in the world. There's somebody looking for your friendship. Let's not allow rules and regulations stop us from being a friend. You know, but Jesus goes on further, so he gives him this first part about the people who allow rules and regulations to stop us from being friends. But pick up in verse 33, he says, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Wow. What great love. What a great friendship. Showing this being friendly to somebody. You know, I want to point out 3 life philosophies here that are happening here right now. And so, one is the thieves. Their philosophy was, what you have is mine. Mm-hmm. They're going to take it by any means necessary. They're going to break it in. The priest Levi has his individualism type of philosophy. What I have is mine, and I'm not willing to share it nor help you with it. But the Samaritan, he says, what I have is yours. And if you need it, and I have it, guess what? You can get it. Wow. Which one of these looks more like Christ? Which one of these philosophies represents a friend? You know, Todd, I share that a lot because, you know, when our power's going out, I've had to use this generator twice. That's a friend. I say, come and get it. Yeah, let me take it on with you. Use it as much as you want to use it. I've been trying to get it back to him, but he don't want it right away. I'm like, dude, I didn't get the generator back. I'd be fearful, like, I don't want to order it. But he's great, but he's not, man. Come and get it. Come and get it. And over the course of the generator, we do a lot of talking. You know, we talk and you know, we share a lot of great conversation and everything. But that's being friendly, you know. I think about Scott. Scott would give you his time. And I think about it because just recently he went over to Donald's house and helped put up a shed. But that's Scott. I mean, he went over to Todd's house and got a chainsaw and cut a tree down. Went to my old house and cut a tree down. I think about Scott. Scott's like, if you ask Scott, Scott would give you his time. That's things that he just knows. Like, he's like, sure, I'm in time to make that happen. You know, that's being a friend. That's being a friend. Okay, if I have it, you can get it. Man, is that your character? But this is what Jesus is trying to point out to this expert in law, that look, you know what? We need to be giving of our time. We need to be like the Samaritan. You know, we don't need to be like the priest and the Levite. I'm just not willing to give. I'm not willing to serve. I'm not willing to be a friend. You see, Jesus wants to be our friend, but he also wants us to be friends of others. You know, guys, driving up here in the last verse, he says, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him, Jesus told him. I like Jesus' last challenge, well, then go and do no more. Go and do likewise. He said, apparently it's very clear. You have a good understanding. Now go live the life.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, a couple things got this with three systems in our world that we attempt, I should say, we attempt to reach man. One is religion. They see you overwhelmed and drowning. And instead of helping you, they say swim. Mm-hmm. I tell you, man. The other one is legalism. He said, by doing good works or by obeying the law, a person earns and merits salvation. But the last one is love. When you see a person drowning, overwhelmed, and in need, you reach out and lift them up.
Amen.
There's a friend out there waiting on you to lift them up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's sitting right out there waiting. They're waiting on you to lift them up. You know, this world is like a man ambushed by thieves. It needs a friend. It just does. It needs you. Will you be that friend? Are you willing to be a friend to the poor in spirit? Remember when your spirit was poor, Jesus was a friend to you.
That's right.
You know, Jesus not only rescued us when we were drowning, but he taught us how to swim and showed us how to pull others to safety.
Right.
There's somebody waiting on you, man. There's a friend out there waiting on you. I'm going to close on a couple things here, guys. Being a friend begins with a simple conversation and encouraging words, a helping hand, time over coffee, lunch, going for a walk, doing community service together. That's how friendships begin. Where will your new friendship begin? Who is your person in need of your friendship? Who will your new friend be? God has a new friend waiting for you. You just have to say hello. Jesus was and is your friend today. When you were in need back then, he sent a friend to help you. Will you be a friend to someone today, tomorrow, and forever? Let's not be like the expert of the law. We can be like him as disciples. I'm a disciple. I know my Bible. But Lord, when am I lacking? Let's not be like that. Just because we don't have expert in the law doesn't mean we're no different than disciples. But instead, let's be like the Samaritan. Let's be like Jesus. Let's go make a friend. And let's go be. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you guys so much.
Amen.